This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We've got a lot to talk about. Something coming around the bend, maybe an actual nasal spray to help fight COVID. Remember I was talking about boogers and how, you know, maybe we just need more boogers? It's not exactly that, but it might be kind of something along that lines where maybe we stop where the virus kind of likes to come in. You know, it can come into the eyes and other areas too, but cool stuff. N95 mask respirators might be able to be sterilized in a rice cooker. So if you don't have an autoclave, you might be able to use a rice cooker. We'll talk about that story. Many of the world's schools don't really have soap and water, so we're trying to tell everybody to wash their hands. Soap and water, many of them don't even have enough soap. We need to talk about that. Uber, Lyft, DoorDash in some trouble in California as their employees need to be classified as employees and not independent contractors. How that could screw up that industry. Hypothermia, how we might be able to help people fight COVID lowering their body temperature. We love to, in medicine, make people more cold, you know? I mean, not cold enough, we want them alive, but we warm-blooded folk might be too warm-blooded sometimes for the infection. So how will hypothermia help? We're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to hear your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, and we'll have plenty of time left over to watch hockey later. All right, so I got something. I need a little advice. Okay, so I was never popular in school. I went to 12 schools, was always the new kid, and then by the time everybody kind of saw my personality, which was probably annoying because I was class clown. Still never got into the, you know, the popular crowd. I don't think I really lost much on that. Maybe that was a good thing, but I was never popular. And, you know, sometimes I sat alone at lunch or I sat alone and it stunk. So years ago, there was somebody who had some issues, self-esteem issues. And was battling, you know, with a little bit of depression, and it was somebody that I just kind of knew. It was like a friend of a friend. And, you know, very, very in what we would, in school days, consider unpopular, the unpopular kid. Now, one thing I like to do when I was in school, and maybe it's because I was unpopular, but, you know, I mean, if I saw somebody sitting alone, I didn't want them to sit alone. You know, I was okay sitting alone. I can do a lot of things alone, but I was like, you know what? Why don't I sit next to them? It'll make them feel better. Right? And it might make me feel better, too. You know, every time you do something altruistic, there's always sometimes that little bit of gain where you kind of feel good. So we had gotten to talking, and I forget how this all started, but she had said, well, why don't we go to lunch? Now, to me, that starts to kind of cement the relationship a little bit. When you start going to lunch with somebody now, it means, okay, now you guys are kind of committed and you are more friends or whatever. But I'm thinking to myself, like, wait a second, I'm in control. I'm in control. Why not go to lunch? She'll feel better. It'll boost up her self-esteem. She probably doesn't go to lunch with anybody. And I got all this, you know, this was like before I think I left my practice. This was like, and moved to teaching. So I was like, yeah, you know, let's do it. Let's do it. So met her for lunch, nice lunch, you know. Thought I was like, okay, good. You know what? This boosts her self-esteem. It helps work on her social skills. She got great lunch. I answered a lot of her questions that she wanted to and all that. Well, unfortunately, it just kind of evolved where it's like, all right, when are we going out again? When are we going out again? You know? Or there'd be like a text and, you know, we all know how to like, you know, kind of brush off a text. But when they ask you a question, now you're forced. So now if there's a question, you're forced to answer because if not, you don't want to look rude. And I don't want to look rude. And so I start to notice and I start to kind of get this feeling that, you know, she started to be a little clingy. She doesn't have a lot of other nice, you know, people that are nice to her. And I want to be nice, And I want to, oh my God, why does granola keep coming out of my mouth? I mean, hence unpopular. You know, I want to have some sort of a relationship with her. You know, I don't want to blow her off, but my intentions was, I was kind of, you know how that saying goes, you could give a man a fish and feed him for a night, or you could teach him how to fish and feed him for a lifetime. I wanted to teach her how to fish. That's why I went out with her and had lunch. And so, you know, how do you kind of start to de-cling somebody that's starting to get clingy? You know, and I don't want to look rude, you know, and I could say, oh, you know, I'm busy. Oh, man, I got so much going on. And, yeah, so I can't do lunch because I got, well, we're still kind of in lockdown mode. There's really not a lot of, you know, sort of, you know, busy transporting type activities we're kind of doing right now when it comes to COVID, so I can't really use that excuse. So I don't know. Love the advice. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I mean, saying you're busy, you know, I think it's rude. I don't want to say that, but what I really want to say is, look, you and I are cool and stuff, but you know, my time right now is so limited, and I don't spend enough time with my closer friends. I hate to say this, I don't spend enough time with my close friends. I should be doing a lot. I should be a much better friend to my closer friends. And I don't, you know, I just don't see yours and my relationship being that much of a long-term close friend relationship that I just can't put in the work right now. And I just don't have it emotionally. And that's kind of what I want to say. And I can't say it. And by the way, I think we need to just take a second to redefine friendship, okay? See, to me, in the older days, a friend was somebody where, you know, you could, you know, you got a friend in me. I mean, you could count on them for anything. You know, it's not just about going to lunch. In fact, I have friends that I've never really eaten with. Maybe I have, like, in social settings, but I don't ever have to eat with them, and they're some of my best friends. But then I have others where I just love eating with them. I mean, so there's some things you got to eat with. You know, there's some friends you shop with. There's some friends you work with. You know, so there's that different stratification. But now with social media and Facebook and Instagram and all that, you're now friends. You guys are now blood buddies, and you haven't even met each other. So we're using the term friend, and I hear people go, "Oh yeah, she's a friend of mine. She'll help you out. She's a friend of mine. She's a friend of mine." I go, "Are we friends really? I mean, like, if I, you know, have a fight with Corey and I need to call you about that, you know, and just unload all this baggage. Are you really there for me, really? You know, I mean, yeah, if I need to borrow money, I'm refinancing my house, right, and I need to buy down the loan. Are you that kind of a friend? So I think we might need to redefine what friend is because social media just screwed all that up. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away. Guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I give Daniel a hard time. I speak to Daniel, and then a few minutes later, I forget if I spoke to Daniel or Jason, and really apologize, man. That's why, you know what, we need to have, like, this Zoom going on so I could see you. And, you know, we'd be like, hey, what's up? That's what we need to do. But, oh well. All right. Okay, so we've got some good news. U.S. weekly jobless claims have fallen to 963,000. That is the first time below a million since mid-March. So we're moving in some direction. Since the coronavirus pandemic caused multiple and just... can't tell you how many thousands and millions of doors to shutter. people had to go into the coffers and use unemployment insurance. So the total claims of 963,000 for the week of August 8th were well below the estimate of 1.1 million from economists surveyed by Dow Jones. That represented a decline of 228,000 from the previous week's total. Jobless claims had totaled over a million for 20 consecutive weeks. And the funny thing is I think it's even more than that. It's just those are, you know, people might not have been able to apply for unemployment because they were part-time or gig workers or whatever. Even though there were supposed to be protections, I think there's a lot of people that applied, didn't get them. So that number is an underestimation. So the last time the total was below a million was March 14th, and that was at 282,000 when the pandemic declaration first hit. So right at that mid-March mark is when we just started to crumble. And everybody just shut down, hinkered, you know, bunkered in, grabbed as much toilet paper as they could, and stayed home. So there's still, they say, according to CNBC, plenty of work, obviously, for the job market. Those collecting benefits for at least 2 weeks, known as continuing claims, totaled 15.5 million, a decrease of 604,000 from a week ago. So it doesn't necessarily mean we have a lot more on unemployment. But according to Gus Faucher, chief economist at PNC Financial Services, the labor market continues to improve, but unemployment remains a huge problem for the U.S. economy. The number of people filing for unemployment insurance, both regular and PUA benefits, continues to steadily decline as layoffs abate, but job losses remain extremely elevated, far above their pre-pandemic level. So where are we with the unemployment? Well, the extra $600 a week was supposed to expire July 31st. Donald Trump issued an executive order that would provide an extra $400. Now, I don't know if that's still been delivered. I don't know if that gets delivered until Congress reaches an agreement. That extra $600 a week was something that helped people who didn't have, you know, a place to go to if they wanted to work. But it also prevented people who had a job waiting for them and employers saying, come on back. And they're like, nah. So there was a lot of debate. And so $400 was the amount that Donald Trump had ordered. However, it was $300 from the federal government, but $100 was going to be on the states. And I think that $100, you know, per week, per person, that has to be taken on by the states, sort of incentivize certain governors to maybe be not as restrictive with their lockdowns. And so we'll see where that goes. So, you know, the unemployment, unfortunately, the unemployment issue is not going to go away anytime soon because we're just seeing businesses continue to stay closed. You know, in New York, we're seeing retail chains, small businesses struggling. And in fact, in a recent study, New York City is the last in the nation. It hit bottom for economic outlook. In fact, actually, it might even be the whole state. They say New York was ranked the lowest in the country in terms of economic outlook by a new report that examines policies and whether they've helped or hurt their state's competitiveness. The American Legislative Exchange Council, a conservative think tank, according to Fox News, looked at each state for the organization's 13th annual Rich States, Poor States report. And generally speaking, states that spend less, especially on income transfer programs, and states that tax less, particularly on productive activities such as working or investing, experience higher growth rates than states that tax and spend more. So the report looked at 15 different variables, looking at top marginal personal and corporate income taxes, property tax burden, sales tax burden, estate or inherited taxes, state minimum wage, and New York was ranked dead last in several categories. And no better than 30th in any of them, they said. So this is the seventh year in a row that New York has been ranked last. Utah came in first in economic outlook and third in economic performance. Texas came out first in performance and 15th in outlook. Now, I know some people are saying, wait a second, well, this might be conservative leaning, you know, which is why Utah and Texas scored higher and all that. But, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. We are looking at many small businesses leave. I mean, retail chains have been, reporting that it is, quote unquote, unsustainable to maintain in Manhattan. National chains, retail, restaurants, they are closing their outlets. And, you know, you see stores, you know, try to move people to online. I mean, if you're paying that high rent and, you know, people aren't going in and, you know, they're not buying things, you know, in their brick-and-mortar stores, what do you expect? New York Times is reporting one-third of New York small businesses may be gone forever. One-third. And that's the New York Times. Now, nobody knows exactly how many restaurants are gone for good. You know, when you do see a store, I mean, people that are trying to survey this, and there's a lot of us, I've even tried to kind of survey in my neck of the woods. You know, when you see a business close and you see it boarded up, is it boarded up because they're afraid of looters? Or is it boarded up because they're, you know, just going to be, you know, temporarily closed for a while? Or is it boarded up because they're done? They've abandoned, they don't have any workers to move the, you know, supplies and the merchandise, and so it's kind of hard to tell. So you know what happens in New York, I from what I'm understanding, prices are starting to drop because of the lack of business. And I mean, if you were an entrepreneur, I would consider, right, if you know, I don't know if I would consider retail, but if you did need to be in New York and you needed that sort of, I mean, I might consider a location. If you did need a satellite location there, I wouldn't consider retail, because I just don't think people are really into as much, you know, going into a store and shopping. And I'm biased, I'm just not a big shopper. I don't really like to go shopping. I don't. I mean, if I have to buy something, I'm like, ugh. I'm like, all right, let me just buy it and then move on. I'm not a shopper. I don't like shopping. So, and yeah, I get people travel and they do like to walk around the shops and they like to walk and look. You know, I get bored. I get bored in stores. You know, some stores, like I like some art galleries. I'll walk around some art galleries, or, you know, I like looking at trinkets and things like that. But honestly, I just, you know, So, you know, prices are going to drop. So if you ever were going to invest in Manhattan, now might be the time. Because, I mean, it has millions of people. I don't think there's going to be, there's a mass exodus, but still, I mean, New York is overcrowded. So still, whoever's there is still going to need to eat. They're still going to need to shop. So there are some deals that could be made. We'll probably hear about those in the coming weeks. Unfortunately, Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, they're having problems. So a San Francisco Superior Court judge on Monday has ordered Uber and Lyft to reclassify their drivers as employees instead of independent contractors. Now, we talked about this a year ago. The reason why Uber and Lyft or DoorDash work is when the recession hit and people were like, look, I got kids, I got family, there's no jobs. How do I make money on the side? Uber and Lyft allows you to clock in, clock out, have that flexibility, and you make money as you work. If you don't want to work, you don't get paid. Clock out. You know? And the independent contractors allowed a lot of money to be saved, and it allowed a business model where a lot of people were able to then go and pick up some extra money on the side. Now, in California, they want to make sure that anybody who works for Uber and Lyft is considered an employee and then can get insurance, like health insurance. Well, now that takes the whole model and makes it, quote-unquote, unsustainable. So now CEO Dara Khosrowshahi says that they might be just forced to shut down the service for several months if a state court does not overturn the ruling. You have to now start paying benefits and expensive benefits, and you have to now start classifying them as employees and start paying on their taxes. That Uber ride just jumped from $12 to $45. There goes their whole business model. You know, DoorDash also is going to be facing an injunction. You know, I mean, DoorDash, when I first heard about DoorDashes and Uber Eats, I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, you know what, it's going to cost too much. But when you look, it didn't cost that much more than delivery. Well, why? Because they're independent contractors. Once a company has to pay, now you getting DoorDash, you're spending an extra 10, 15 bucks, you might be like, hell no. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has a message for Republicans when it comes to fighting the coronavirus.
If we do not defeat the virus, we're never going to be able to open our economy and open our schools safely to send our children to school.
The California Democrat also insisting there needs to be more coronavirus testing available throughout the country. With more on a historic peace agreement, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump says a peace agreement has been agreed on by Israel and the United Arab Emirates. He spoke to reporters in the Oval Office and said the two countries are going to exchange embassies and ambassadors and begin cooperation across the board.
The president calling it a huge breakthrough between two of the nation's friends. And you're listening to USA Radio News. During the rollout of Senator Kamala Harris as the newly announced running mate of presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden, one of the things she did was attack President Trump for the economy, saying the president is the reason millions of Americans are now unemployed. Former finance advisor for Barack Obama, Don Peebles on Fox News, reminds everyone.
The first 2 years of the Trump administration were almost record setting economic growth and the lowest unemployment numbers for African Americans and for Americans as a whole since we've been keeping statistics on unemployment. So we had a very robust economy.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is revising President Trump's claim that he would abolish the payroll tax if reelected in November, explaining that the plan is to forgive the deferred tax and perhaps extend the cut into next year. Kudlow also saying the deferral would cover the self-employed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. One of my listeners says he makes $35,000 a year working for Uber. And it's additional money that he's been counting on that he thinks now he's going to lose. I don't know. I've never been an Uber driver. I haven't been a Lyft driver. It's something that would really be up my alley. Because, I mean, you know, I drive around a lot because I have to, I just do a lot, you know, in my city and stuff. And I'm like, why not pick somebody up, drop them off, and make money? One thing that really makes me tick is I love killing two birds with one stone. If I could be doing two tasks at one time, I love it. I'm in the middle of publishing my 9th and 10th books, and it's not that they're big, long, 500-page books or they're not novels, although I still have to work on my novel. I am working on my novel. It's I do so much writing that a lot of these, you know, become chapters. And I've, it's like, I, it's so I could, you know, put all this effort in, but it could also be used for, you know, another literary piece. And I just loved getting miles to my car. I you know, and miles to the work I do because I work all the time. I do so much work. So, you know, for somebody like me, Uber and Lyft, I can totally see myself doing it. You know, hop in the car, I'll give you a ride, make some money. I really should probably think about doing that. And so Uber says that their drivers make an average of $55,000 a year. So still not fantastic, but that's apparently, you know, about $5,000 more than the average wage many Americans are making. So Uber and Lyft and DoorDash need some help. And I don't know where you guys stand, and here's the question to you guys. All right, because many of you are Uber drivers or gig workers when it comes to transportation. You know, should, or just for any of us who were ever gig workers, should companies make you guys employees, you know, kind of, you know, it's like, you know, put a ring on it. You know, should they commit, make you employees, cover all your taxes, most of your taxes, you know, cover your health insurance, pay into your Social Security and your Medicare, even a 401? Or should companies be allowed to hire independent contractors? What's happening in California with the San Francisco judge now putting an injunction and kind of forcing Uber and Lyft to reclassify, it's starting to make some people nervous, right? You have some employees out there going, okay, wait a second. If I don't work, because California Uber has already said they're going to probably be closed down for months. DoorDash is now saying we won't be able to do this. That's not going to work for us. Because, you know, once you do have to pay health insurance, once you do have to pay the extra taxes, you need to then charge more for your service. So, you know, a DoorDash fee of $5 or $6 or whatever, you know, that's not going to cut it. That is not going to cut it. Plus, if you have an employee, you can't just piecemeal work and say, okay, you get paid for this ride, you get paid for this ride. You have to then give them a set schedule. You have to then give them hours, and you have to pay for those hours, even if they don't have a ride. And you see, what made Uber and Lyft and these types of jobs so monumental, so, what's the word for it? You know, where it's creative, shall I say, is when the recession hit and people were losing their jobs and there really wasn't a lot of employers saying, I'm going to give you 40 hours a week or whatever. Uber and Lyft, they gave people, you know, job opportunities where, look, you know, even if we can't, you know, pay you for 40 hours, we'll pay you for the hour when you can work. And as an independent contractor model, it worked. And it worked. The problem is, you know, we do have people out there that really need insurance. Some of them have loved their piecemeal work so much that now they want that the real job. They've been putting in the hours. Like, well, if I'm putting in the hours, why not get insurance? You know, it's interesting. I do telemedicine, and I love telemedicine because I could work when I want to. So if I have to do a media hit, if I have to do an interview, if I have to do something with the kids, I could clock out. And then, I mean, and I have that flexibility. It's the best thing for a working mom. However, I'm not going to be getting health insurance. I mean, if I'm not committing to them and I'm not there, you know, like a doctor would be in a clinic where I'm just supposed to be here and I'm manning the ER or whatever. No, then you're not going to get benefits. But what some of these companies do is say, look, if you do commit, we have that option. So if you do want to be one of our full-time people, we have benefits, we have this, you'll, you know, work certain shifts, and then we have you. But for those of us that, you know, well, we don't want to commit, we just want to here and there, we have that option. So we have some employees going, wait a second, no, I like, you know, having my flexibility. If I don't feel like doing a pickup, I don't have to do a pickup. You know, I get that choice. Others are like, no, you know what, I've been putting in the time, all right, I'm sick of it. You cover my taxes, you cover my insurance. So California thinks they're helping that group of individuals. In the meantime, though, you know, what's it doing to those who are like, look, so now I can't even make my piecemeal money. So that's what I'm asking you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, it was interesting. I you know, waited tables for a period of time when I was in medical school. Did some bartending. And the tips were good. The tips, I mean, not that I got tipped well. You know, I really wasn't the best, you know, waitress at the time. But when I did make good tips or decent tips, coming home with that kind of cash, coming home with tips was nice. It was nice. You pay out your servers, you pay out, you know, your bar back, whoever. And it was nice. It was money. If I wanted to work harder, I'll make more money. If I didn't want to work, no harm done. You know, you had shifts and you took shifts, but you know, you had a little bit more flexibility. And I like being flexible. I don't like being stuck in a box. And not, I don't like being boxed in. I'm not claustrophobic or anything like that. And so there's been a lot of talk with how we, you know, now do, you know, gig work. Now, unfortunately, we've had a lot of gig workers, entertainers, servers who didn't get benefits. And so luckily, through the administration and through our governor and stuff, we've been able to get money and hopefully unemployment benefits to those who, you know, work this gig here, work this gig here. And the reason why there's that confusion is who's their employer. I mean, you know, somebody hires you. Somebody hires me, Dr. Dahlia, to sing somewhere. Could happen, okay? Everybody has to be drunk in the room, but it could happen, okay? Oh, I'm the employer. I'm me. That's me. So I, you know, they're not go, you know what? They pay me for that gig, and then I pay my own taxes. This has kind of worked for some time. The problem is you have a lot of people out there that now they can't do their gig work. The entertainment got banned. Entertainment. You know, I was somewhere where I did see a band. Oh my God, it was so nice to hear some music, live music for the first time. I don't know how they were allowed to do it. But I saw a live band somewhere, and I was like, wow, looks like we could have live music. But, you know, for all these entertainers out there, you know, they're thinking of themselves, gosh, I think it would have been nice for us to, you know, be employed by somebody and have this fall on somebody. I get nervous, though, by that, because the idea that, well, we need an employer, it needs to fall on the employer, these employers are going away. And so you wonder if maybe what we need to do to salvage the economy is for, you know, we hear Pier 1 imports and we hear Steinmart, you know, closing down stores and things like that. You know, what if they were allowed to have more of an independent contract model? It's really hard to do with retail. It's really hard to do with restaurants and things like that. But what saved, what allowed Uber and Lyft to do what they did is they weren't burdened with all the extra taxes, all the extra costs, all the extra you know, demands like health insurance and that kind of thing. And it allowed them to open up more jobs. And so I don't know if this is the time to kind of force a big company, that's just my opinion, to employ people that many of which don't really want to work 40 hours. You know, they don't want to, you know, commit. I think they should allow a hybrid, you know, pick, you know, those of you who want benefits, you put in 40 hours and this is going to be your rate. For those of you that just want to work piecemeal, this is your rate. But I'm wondering if, since that was so monumental in terms of giving jobs, I'm wondering if some of their employers might need to actually have that option as opposed to forcing the option that obviously isn't working right now in this economy. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So unfortunately, the summer, when it's dry and we have a drought, is fire season. And looks like we have another fire in Southern California, a 10,000-acre brush fire near Lake Hughes. Mandatory evacuations in place. This is in a northern Los Angeles county. Los Angeles County Fire Department was alerted to the fire near North Lake Hughes Road and Pine Canyon Road at about 3:30 p.m. Within the next few hours, it just ignited thousands of acres. As of last night, it had, was only about 0% contained. Several residential structures, including ranches, were threatened. Officials say, I believe, as of now, we don't have homes destroyed or damaged. We think it's still in the brush. But as of 11:30 p.m., evacuation orders had been issued for residents south of Highway 138 and north of Pine County Road and Lake Hughes Road. They also included the areas west of Lake Hughes Road, L.A. County Fire Station 78, and east of Ridge Road. The evacuation point was opened at Highland High School in West Palmdale, where residents could stay in their cars at the Castaic Sports Complex. So you could stay in your car. That's if you're evacuated. Animals may be brought to the Animal Care Center, the Lancaster Animal Care Center, and the Palmdale Animal Care Center. Large animals only will be accepted at the Antelope Valley Fairgrounds. So I don't know if you've ever, guys, have taken the back door into L.A. when the I-15 is slammed. And we go up through Palmdale. I believe there's like Lancaster and Apple Valley. And then you could go up. I think you could like take the 14. And then I think there's like a 138. And then you're able to hop onto the 5. And you're able to hop onto 405. And that's how we get to Northern California. Or not Northern California, but Northern L.A. So it's a road I've taken many times. And up near that area, a lot of it's dry. It's dry and, you know, trees. So road closures include 3 points. Road from Highway 138 to Pine Canyon Road. I was actually in a car accident on Highway 138. More than 500 firefighters, mobile helicopters, and fixed-wing aircraft have been deployed to the scene with assistance provided by the L.A. County Fire Department, Angeles National Forest, and numerous fire departments. They say this is a major fire, 10,000 acres and rising. They said we're going to be here all night, and so you can actually see it as far away, the smoke plume, as Venice, California, Venice Beach. They said this thick vegetation hasn't burned in several decades. So hot, dry, windy conditions are fueling the fire. We don't know how the fire started. Still, that's going to be a big question mark. Tropical storm Josephine forms in the Atlantic. This is the 10th storm of a record-setting season. And we knew this was going to be one heck of a storm. So it's called Josephine. It's formed in the Atlantic. And is the 10th named storm of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season. I think right now we're really only supposed to be at maybe 5 or 6 in August. So being at 10 is obviously a very, very active season. This is a non-El Nino season. El Nino usually is a little protective when it comes to hurricanes. This is not an El Nino. So right now the winds are at about 45 miles an hour. Josephine shattered the early season formation record for the J-named storm in the basin. The previous record belonged to Jose, which developed in 2005, August 22, 2005. Now, wasn't 2005 the same year as Katrina? So I do not like active hurricane seasons. So J-named storm, the fact that it went all the way down to the J's at this point, you know, maybe we are going to run out of names. If we do run out of names, I think we go to then like Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, that kind of stuff. They say in an average hurricane season, we usually don't see the 10th named storm until October 19th. So October 19th, we are like 66 days early to already be this far. As of 11 a.m. Eastern Time, advisory from the National Hurricane Center, Josephine was about 975 miles east-southeast of the northern Leeward Islands, traveling northwest at 15 miles an hour. It looks like it's making a beeline to Florida, but we don't think it's going to hit. They think it's riding the underbelly of the Bermuda High once it reaches a weakness in the counterclockwise swirl that typically lives between Bermuda and the Azores. It'll then kind of shear north. So we think this system is not going to hit, you know, it might be close to the Caribbean and the Leeward Islands, but we don't think it's going to hit America. And the storm is not forecast to strengthen to a hurricane. They say, so far this year, Cristobal, Danielle, Eduard, Faye, Gonzalo, Hanna, Isaias have also set records for being the earliest named Atlantic storms of their respective place in the alphabet. Only Hanna and Isaias this year have developed into hurricanes. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Making breaking news, we have a new Middle East plan. Apparently, Trump has announced a, quote, historic peace agreement between the United Arab Emirates and Israel. And they agreed to full normalization of diplomatic relations. So President Trump announced today a historic peace agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, saying they agreed to full normalization of relations. He tweeted, And here's a pop-up ad, not sure why. Huge breakthrough today. Historic peace agreement between our two great friends, Israel and the United Arab Emirates, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Crown Prince Abu Dhabi and Deputy Supreme Commander of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, released a joint statement after the three spoke and agreed to the full normalization of relations. The statement said that the, quote, diplomatic breakthrough was at the request of President Trump and that Israel will suspend declaring sovereignty over areas outlined in the president's vision for peace and focus its efforts now on expanding ties with other countries in the Arab and Muslim world. Israel and UAE will also continue their efforts to achieve a just, comprehensive, and enduring resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The historic diplomatic breakthrough will advance peace to the Middle East region and is a testament to the bold diplomacy and vision of the three leaders and the courage of the United Arab Emirates and Israel to chart a new path, they say, and unlock the great potential in the region. All three countries face many common challenges and will mutually benefit from today's historic achievement. So, delegations from Israel and United Arab Emirates are expected to meet in the coming weeks to sign bilateral agreements regarding investment, tourism, direct flights, security, telecommunications, technology, energy, healthcare, culture, environment, the establishment of reciprocal embassies, and other areas of mutual benefits. For those of you that have been watching the news and watching how things unfold in the Middle East, something like that is huge. To partner, the countries partnering with each other on things like healthcare, energy, the environment, reciprocal embassies, very cool. They said, quote, opening direct ties between two of the Middle East's most dynamic societies and advanced economies will transform the region by spurring economic growth, enhancing technological innovation, and forging closer people-to-people relations. All right, the idea is if we're working together and these are allies, maybe we cut the crap and, you know, we have less unfortunate events between the two countries. Now, unfortunately, it's radicals, you know, and you know, that, you know, terrorists that seem to cause, you know, most of the mayhem. But it might be a step in the right direction. So Trump on Thursday said he had a call with Israel and the United Arab Emirates. The president told reporters Israel and the UAE will begin cooperation across the board, exchanging embassies and ambassadors. The president said he expected other countries to follow their lead on this effort to incorporate Israel going forward. So the action is now going to be called the Abraham Accord, named for the father of all three great faiths. They say no person better symbolizes the potential for unity of these great faiths. I like that, Abraham Accord. President went on to joke that he wants to call the Donald J. Trump Accord. And actually he got laughs, but he goes, I didn't do that. Yeah, I don't know if he really wants his face on Mount Rushmore. They were talking about that. Apparently it was fake news that he had, you know, asked for it to be done. But then he said, well, sounds like a good idea to me. I'm sure he'd love that, you know? I mean, yeah. So he cheered his senior advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, for his efforts in securing the agreement. He said the president, like with all things, urged us to take an untraditional approach. You can't solve problems that have gone unsolved the way people have done before you failed. So, you know, Israel's ambassador seems to be happy. Ron Dermer said a great day for peace. You know, Secretary of State said it was a vigorous diplomatic outreach, and people seem to be happy. Now, how this, you know, unfolds and, you know, what it means for settlements and all that is going to come soon. We'll find out. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.